Suppose if you were driving to an unknown locality to meet a friend, and we used a map, and the map guided us perfectly. Turn left, go over this bridge, turn right, take this alley. And as it kept guiding us right, as its predictions kept turning out to be true, our faith in that map increased. And finally, we reached our destination. You have arrived at your destination, the map announced. And then we went and knocked at the door. Our friend opens. Welcome. We look at our map. I can't see you in the map. Therefore, you don't exist. Our friend will be shocked. Your brain doesn't exist. The map is not meant to show me. But similarly, with respect to consciousness, it is non-material, it is non-physical. It is not locatable in any part of the body or the brain. And because of that, some reductionists, some thinkers who try to reduce all of reality down to the material, they claim that consciousness doesn't exist because it cannot be scientifically quantified or measured. But all scientific quantification and measurement is possible because there is consciousness. So consciousness is the fundamental reality that enables us to know all other realities. And even the denial of consciousness is actually an affirmation of consciousness. If I say, I am not conscious, then I need to have consciousness to say that I am not conscious. So consciousness is a fundamental reality that underlies all of the human capacity to know anything. So in our search for knowledge, science can guide us to understand how things happen in this world. But our consciousness is a fundamental reality that enables us to know everything, including science. So what is consciousness? That is a profound mystery. And answering this question can have as big a transformation in our life as the greatest scientific discoveries have had a transformational effect in the world's direction and destiny. What is the answer to these questions? What is consciousness? That we'll explore in our future sessions.